Slot in just a minute. We saw the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara says, Moshe lo Amro. Moshe Rabbeinu did not say, Baruch, Shem Kvod Malchusu on Voed, but rather, Yaakov said it. And we asked the question, what difference to make whether Moshe Rabbeinu said it or Yaakov Avinu said it? And based on the Rambam, we came to the conclusion that there is a fundamental difference. If we want to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriyas Shema Kiksava, the way it's written, then Moshe Lo Amra. Moshe Rabbeinu did not include Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso in the Ksav, in the Parsha of Kriyas Shema. So therefore we should leave it out. But on the other hand, Yaakov Avinu recited Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso on Voed. So we're caught in a bind. And the Gemara offers the following Pshara. We'll say it belachash. And that's going to be a heker. That the recitation of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod is not part of the Heftz of Kriyas Shema Kiksava, the Kriyas HaParsha Kiksava, because Moshe Lo Amra. But yet, since Yaakov Avinu said it, we will also say it, but we'll say it belachash. And this interpretation of the Sugya in Psachim would support the Shitas Aramba. The Rambam Shita, as we were medayik last time, is that the Amira of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod is not part of the Matbeah of Kriyat Shema Kiksava, but rather it's a separate Kiyum Shevach unto itself. And that's exactly what the Gemara wants to establish. However, what we left with, and this is where we finished on Monday, is that the kiyum of Amira Shevach in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod is not some sort of kiyum Shevach b'fnei atzmo, that any time the Pasuk Shema Yisrael is recited, we have to be Mekayim Shevach and declare Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, but rather it's part of the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And whenever we're coming to Mekayim in the midst of Kriyat Shema, either Bizmano, if we wake up early and we're afraid, as we saw in the Ramah, that maybe we won't recite Kriyat Shema Bizmano, so we recite Kriyat Shema in a way that it lends itself to the Kiyum of the midst of Kriyat Shema, we should add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. So we're really in a very sensitive, tight spot here. Because on the one end of the spectrum, the Rambam establishes that this recitation is not part of the Kriya of Kriyat Shema Kiksav. It's not part of the Heftz of Kriyat Shema. And yet, on the other end, paradoxically, it is part of the Kiyum of Kriyat Shema. So it's not part of the Kriya. It's not part of the Kiksava, Moshe Lo Amra. But nevertheless, it's a Kiyum Shevach that is Ma'akev. And that's what we saw the Bagat Avram quoting the Levush. And the Levush is codified in the Shulchan Aruch that without Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, he was not yod to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. And the Levush goes even a step further and requires kavana in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, elevating Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod to the level of Kriyas Pasuk Riyam Shalshon Kriyat Shema. So how do we understand that on the one hand, Yaakov Avinu adds Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod to be mashlim, to complete the kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim of Kriyat Shema, of Pasuk Rishon, and yet on the other hand, it's not part of the Kriya, it's not part of the Heftzah Shel Kriyat Shema, and it's not part of the Parsha Kiksov. So today we want to begin with a Gemara, again in Pesachim, but not the same sugya at all. And this you'll see in the middle of your page 2. And that is the Gemara on Daf Nun, Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Lo ki olam hazeh olam haba. Very dramatic statement. Olam hazeh Nichtav biyud hey. The pasuk is written yud ke vav ke, but the nikra be aleph dalid. We don't read the shame havaya as it's written, as it's nichtav, but rather we read it b'shem adnus. Adnus is a kinui of the shame amafarish of yud ke vav ke. That's in this world. Avli olam abba, in the perfect world, kulo echad nikra biyudhei v'nichta biyudhei. We recite it, we read it exactly the way it's written. How do we derive this conclusion? And I think in the Gemara's question of where we derive this from, there's, in a sense, a hidden question below the surface, and that is, if the name of Hashem is Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, how do we get away with Adnus? How can we be Mekayim our mitzvah of Kriya when the Kriya is not Kiksova? And the Gemara derives it from a pasuk, by the way, in this week's Parsha. So we could always say that this is a Parsha Shir. Zeh Shmi Li'Olam V'Zeh Zichri L'Dar V'Dar. So we have something called Shmi Li'Olam and we have something called Zichri L'Dar V'Dar. Shmi Li'Olam is the Kriya of Yud Kei Vav Kei in the world to come, in the future, at the end of days. But Zichri, meaning in our time, in Olam Hazeh, is we have a substitute Kriya for the Shmi Li'Olam. So the Zichri is Adnus, and the Shmi Li'Olam is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Again, it's always written Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's the Shema Mefarshin Ksiva. But if you talk about Kriya, the Gemara derives from this pasuk, there's a new halach of Zichri Lidar Vadar. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lok Shani Nichtav Ani Nikra. Not the same way I'm written, I am recited. The bitui, in other words, the expression and the enunciation is not equal to the way it's written. Nichtav Ani, my name is written be Yud Kei Vav Kei, but v'nikra Ani be Aleph Dalet. This would seem to be, at the face of it, a Doraisa Halacha. It's derived from a pasuk in Chumash that we can be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaKsiv, in a way that's different from the Ksiv itself. The Ksiva is Yud Kei Vav Kei, but nevertheless, Zeh Zichri, the Kriya itself, is Ba'adnus. And the question that obviously arises with regard to Kriyat Shema is that since the parsha is written with Yud Kei Vav Kei, in fact, in Shema Yisrael, the opening pasuk, which according to all Rishonim is Doraisa, at the very least, the Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei is written not once, but twice in that same pasuk. How could we yotzei the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Kiksava by saying, by reciting Adnus instead of Kiksava Yud Kei Vav Kei? So I understand full well that I don't have the ability, I don't have the license to recite the Bimavate, the Shem HaMeforash Kiksava. I can't do that in this world. But the strange thing is that if the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, as we've defined it, is to recite, to read the Parsha Kiksava, how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Kiksava through Adnus? What does this pasuk, Zeshmi, Li'olam, Zezichri Lidar Vadar, what does it establish? What does it teach me? So I'd like to suggest two interpretations of this Gemara. What I call a classical chakira, yeshiva shechakira. The first way of saying it is the following. That enochinami, my kriya is a kriya of Adnus. That's what I'm reciting. That's what I'm reading. But the Torah was mechadesh that I could be yotzei my mitzvah of kriya by reading Adnus. Adnus itself is a kiyum unto itself. And even though I forfeit the kiyum of Kriyas Shema Meforish of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Nevertheless, the Torah was machadish, a new kiyum, a brand new category. That whenever the Shem Havaya is written as Yud Kei Vav Kei, I could be mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya through Adnus. And it's a pure Gzeiras HaKosuv. We cannot question it. Instead of the reading that reflects the Ksiv, the Ksiva, there's a new reading and a new kiyum that I can obtain by reciting Adnus with this kinui, with this Shem Adnus, and I was Yotze Yedei Chovasi. That's the kiyum of Adnus as a substitute, as a replacement for the kiyum of Shem HaMafarsh. Oh, Dilmano, there's no such thing. You cannot substitute and generate a new kiyum to replace the old kiyum. But rather, the Chiddush of the Torah is that Ze Zichri, the Shem Adnus, is really Ze Shmi Li'olam. That even though befall, in actuality, I am enunciating the Shem Adnus, nevertheless, the Kiyum, the way the Halacha in the universe of Halacha treats that and relates to that expression, that enunciation of Adnus, it's as if I read the Shem Havaya Kiksava. My Kriya is the kiyum of the mitzvah of Kriyas Shem Havaya. Again, the second shot, in a sense, is more satisfying intellectually. Rationally, it's very difficult to substitute a brand new kiyum and just forfeit the old kiyum of Kriyas Shem HaMeforash. So therefore, I'm much more excited about the second interpretation, where the old kiyum and the chiyuv to read the Shem Havaya Kiksava still is activated. It hasn't been dumped into, you know, overboard. But on the other hand, the chiddush is a chiddush atzum, mavel harayin, as we say, that somehow by reciting Adnus, I obtain the kiyum of Kriyas Shem Hashem Kiksova. The Shem Adnus now becomes a method, it becomes a means to achieve the end of Bitui Shem Havaya Shem HaMeforash Kiksova. The Bitui is different. The way I pronunciate the word is totally different. What I'm reciting is, you are the Adon HaKol. But the way the Halacha relates to it is that the Halacha converts, so to speak, transforms my Kriya into a kiyum of kiksava, as if I had read the Shem HaMeforash. And in a sense, according to the second interpretation, what this pasuk of Ze Zichri is teaching me is that when I recite the Shem Adnus, the Chal Shem of that Amira, the way the Halacha identifies that Amira, is equivalent to the same Shem HaMeforash that the Kohen Gadol recited on Yom HaKippur. Because in the Chalos Kiyum, we have the Shem HaMeforash, despite the fact that my Bitui, my enunciation, was Adnus. So we have two interpretations. And now, let's analyze a machlokes between the Tur and the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch on the one hand, and the Gra based on Rabbeinu Yonah on the other hand. If you'll take a look at page 2 of Yomar Makomos, towards the bottom of the page, let's say 2/3 down, the Tur says the following: V'yechavein b'birchosav pirush hamilos Shemotzi mipiv, ubazkiro Hashem yichaven pirush kriyaso bialef dalit loshen adnus, which means the shahu adon hakol. So what the Tur establishes here, and this is quite interesting, quite fascinating, is to answer the question: what kavana should I have when I enunciate Yud Kei Vav Kei as Adnus, when I fulfill my mitzvah of Kriya, not by reciting Yud Kei Vav Kei, because Zeshmi Liolam, but rather Ze Zichri Lidar Vadar, my Kriya is the Kriya of Adnus. What Kavana should I have? And the Tur establishes that my Kavana should be the kavana of number one, Lashon Adnus, Shu Adona Kol, but that's not sufficient. Says the Torah, V'yechavein Od Pirush Ksivaso, B'yudke. It's not sufficient to have in mind that Hashem is the Adon Kol. But moreover, additionally, we have to have in mind the Lashon Havaya, which is the way it's written, appears Ksivaso, Shuhaya Hove V'yir. And this is codified by the Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Simon Hei, Yechavein Bibrachos, when a man recites a bracha, he has to have in mind the kavana of the Pirush HaMilos, fine. Ukshayazkir Hashem, Yechavein Pirush Kriyaso B'Adnishu Adonakol, but that's not sufficient. V'yechavein b'ksivaso. He has to also have the kavana as the name of Hashem is written. B'yud kei. Hoya hove vi. So we could say in summary that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch are identical. And both of them require that when I recite, I utter the Shem Adnus, I have to have kavana. Not only for the fact that Hashem is Adon, I mean, it would be ridiculous if I expressed the word Ado with a noy at the end and not had in mind that Hashem is the master of the universe, but that's not sufficient. In addition, I have to have kavan of the Shem Havaya, the way it's written, as the Shem HaMeforosh. However, take a look in the Gra, in the Bira Gra. The Gra says, V'yechaven tur, that's a quote in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the tour. However, he says the tour is based on Rabbeinu Yonah, who authored a book called the Sefer Yira. And if you look carefully, says the Gaon, at the source for the tour, meaning Rabbeinu Yonah himself, as we say, Megikt Akuk Inavik, look inside and see what Rabbeinu Yonah actually says. He says, "Kasav etzel pasuk rishon shebekriyat shema bechal echad mishtei hashemos hamurim bepasuk rishon yarich." When he says the name of Hashem again, he can't pronounce it as yud kei vav kei, so he says Ado and then Anoi. He should extend it a little bit. Why does he have to extend it? Sheyachshov, he should be thinking haya hove v'yir, to add that additional kavana. However, don't stop in the middle of a sentence. Read Rabbeinu Yonah from beginning to end. That's what the Gaon Mivilna is asking us to do. V'achkar kosav. Look what Rabbeinu Yonah says there. In the Hemshech HaDvarim, he says, U'bechol pam, bazkiro shem ha-miyuchad, yachshav bo, pirush kriyoso. He should just have in mind, even though he's reciting, even though in the Ksiv it says, the shem ha-miyuchad, have in mind kriyoso shu adon kol. Mashma sham she'ein tzorech lachshov el apirish kriyoso. And that's it. In other words, it seems from the Gaon Mivilna that there is no requirement, with the exception again of the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, to have in mind the pirish ksivaso, which means it's absolutely fine, it's sufficient to have in mind the Pirish Kriyaso Shehu Adon Kol. And the question is, if we accept the Bir HaGra's interpretation as Diuk, his meticulous reading of Rabbeinu Yonah in Sefer Yira, then even though he is mechuyev to read the Shem, what I mean to say is the ksiva generates a chiyuv kriya, which is shem havaya. Nevertheless, once I substitute the shem havaya, ze zichri l'dor v'dor, with the kriya of what? Of adnus, then the kavana, and the only kavana I need, is shehu adon kol. So let's just summarize. On the one side of the spectrum, we've got the tur and the mechaber. The Torah and the Mechaber assume, in general, again, they're posketing this and codifying this in Hilchos Brachos. They're not even up to Kriyat Shema. That's going to be later on, Siman Samach Aleph. But here in Siman Hey, with regard to Brachos, Baruch Atah, And I should be saying Yud Kei Vav Kei, I can't do that. So I say Ado, and then I say Noi, right? Adnus. I have to have not only the Kavana for Adon Kol, but also the Kavana of Hoya Hovviyah Kiksivoso. Comes along the gong, and he says, with all due respect, that's not what it says in Rabbeinu Yonah. What it says in Rabbeinu Yonah, as far as Pasuk Rishon shall create by the two Shemos, that I grant you. But as far as brachos in general are concerned, or as Koros, whenever you mention the Shem Hashem as Adnus, the Kavana that's required, and the only Kavana that's required, is Adon Kol. Forget about the Kavana of Hoyahova V'yia, of the Shem HaMeforesh, of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Just give me, Rabosi, just give me, I'm sorry, I apologize, I need a few minutes to develop a thought.
That's
just 1 second. I apologize. Again, I'm trying to fit in a lot into the time that I have, and I'm not sure if I'm going to be here next week. It all depends. Don't tell me if it's snowing. I don't want to know, because it's just going to derail me from my kavana in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. What is the machlokas between the Tur and the Mechaber on one side, and the Gaon Mivilna, based on Rabbeinu Yonah, on the other side? I think it's a fundamental machlokas, and it comes back to our chakir. The Gaon understands that ze zichri lidar vadar means that your kriya is a kiyum of adnus. That is the kiyum ha-mitzvah. Whereas the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch understand that the chiddush of the pasuk ze zichri lidar vadar is that even though your bitui, even though your enunciation is that of adnus, but the kiyum hamitzvah is the kiyum of kriyas yud kei vav kei, is memel and afkamin, is what kavana I have to have. The Gaon, according to his sheet and the way he interpreted Rabbeinu Yonah, holds that the kiyum here is a kiyum of adnus. That means ze zichri, the Torah, so to speak, said that you can be mekayim the kriya kiksava without mentioning yud kei vav kei, that you're blocked, you are enjoined from doing, but through the bitui of adnus, there's a kiyum now, a new kiyum of kriyas adnus. Says the Gaon, if this new kiyum of kriyas adnus substitutes, replaces for the old kiyum of kriyas yud kei vav kei, which we're enjoined from doing, bi'olam hazeh, then the kavana that's required is the kavana of Adon Kol. Comes along the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch to say, nay, that's not so. The chiddush here is that it's the old kiyum, although befoal, I don't express God's name kiksava with yud kei vav kei, and instead my enunciation, my bitui, is adnus, but the kiyum ha-mitzvah, the chal shem kiyum ha-mitzvah, the way the halacha defines it, is the kiyum of yud kei vav kei, of the shem ha-mefarish kiksava. The adnus in bitui is only befoal, the way I achieve that kiyum, and therefore the Tur and the Mechaber require that you have to have the kavana of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of Haya Hove V.
Why is the Torah required in the first pasuk?
Oh, excellent.
Well, why does the Torah require Adnus in any Torah?
Well, because otherwise the expression of Adnus is meaningless. It has to have some substance to it. You're right, Yechiel.
The acid test is...
Okay, Rabosai, now we go on. Adkana Kofalef. But now we get to the Vilna Gaon, as far as Pasuk Rishon shall create. Comes the Gaon, and he rereads the text in a more meticulous way of Rabbeinu Yonah, and he says, Chutz mi Pasuk Rishon shall create Shema. There, in the Pasuk Rishon shall create Shema, the requirement of Kavana is different than in all other Azkaros and in all the Brachos. Here, even Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon agree that although, in general, the kiyum is a kiyum of kriyas adnus, and therefore the kavana that's required is only Adon Kol, here with regard to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, the kiyum is a kiyum of Shem Havaya through the bitui of adnus. And now, I need to have the kavana of Hoya hove thee. And basically, I think what's being said here, and again, let's read the language of the Gaon one more time. He says, "Ubechal echad mi beis shemos hamurim v'pasuk rishon yarech ad sheyachshov haya hove v'yir." Even though that's not true with regard to any of the other askaros or brachos, there it's sufficient that we have in mind the adnus of Adon Kol. That's our kavana here with regard to shnei shemos. In the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, we have to have in mind the Shem Kiksava, a kavana must be Hoya Hove Vi. Okay, give me a few minutes. Okay, I mean, I'm not totally stupid. Okay, that's what I want to get to. Now, what I thought would be the simple pshat in Rabbeinu Yonin the Gaon would be to say the following. That with regard to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, we have a requirement in Kavana of what we call Pirush HaMilos. We have to understand the words that come out of our mouths. And since what we're expressing is the Havaya, because again, the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is to read the Parsha Kiksava, and the Ksava of the Parsha, in order to be able to see the Kriya, to create this Heftz of Kriya Shema requires Yud Kei Vav Kei. Okay, in Hilchas Bitui, I have the right to say, and I'm required to say Adnus, but nevertheless, you talk about the Pirush HaMilim, what do the words mean? And the genuine words of the Parsha, if I'm reading the Parsha Kiksava, Yud Kei Vav Kei, they mean Hoya Hove V'yir, and I require Pirush HaMilim. However, I don't think this is right. Because take a look at the Rajba in Chidushim on Daf Yud Gimel, which is on the bottom of your page 2. He says the following. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. The Gemara says, Ad kan tzar kavanas alev. The requirement of kavan is in the first pasuk. And that's Likuva. Says the Rajba, Klomar, Shelo yaharher bidvarim acherim. The reason why I need kavana in the first pasuk is not because of Pirush HaMilos, I have to know what I'm saying, but rather because otherwise, if I don't have kavana and I'm dreaming about the stars and the moon, is I won't fulfill the mitzvah of Kidei Sheyekabel Olav Ol Malchu Shamayim Baskamas Halev. Ukeinyan Sha'amru Gam Kein Bebrach Rishon Shel Tefila Beshili Perik Ein Omdim. That the requirement of kavana in the first bracha, which means avos, is to make sure that I understand, that I know and I'm aware of the fact that I'm standing in front of Hashem b'tefillah. Here too, when I recite the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, kavana is likuva. Why? Because at that moment I have to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim. Am I aware of the Pirush HaMilim? Maybe yes, maybe no. Says the Rashba, that's irrelevant. The requirement of kavana is to force me to have in mind kabbalas ol malchus shamayim. And if you take a look at your page 3, Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Tshuvas, it's in the Likutim, he says the following. He says that even in the first pasuk, where there's a din of kavana, eino tzorech lechavein pirush hamilos, I don't have a requirement of understanding the meaning of those words. For Ryan, I'll prove it to you. The Gemara establishes that there's a fundamental difference between reading Kriyat Shema in Lashon Kodesh and reading it translated into other languages. In the case where I read it in Lashon Kodesh, we're allowed to read it even if I don't understand the meaning of the words. So if I read it in French or in Spanish or Italian, I have to know what those words mean. But if I read it in Lashon Kodesh, I don't have to understand what it means. Says Rabbi Kiveger, and I'll read the next part to you. Muchach, dinehi de kavana ma'keves parsuk rishon, ein ze b'yisodo din kavanas pirush hamilos. It's not because I have to understand the words. We saw that if you read it in Lashon Kodesh, you don't have to understand the words. Chak hu din kavana sheyekabel al atzmo ol malchus shamayim. Beautiful. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is based, I think, or it can be proven, based on the Rashba. The Rashba and Rabbi Kiveger hold that the kavana that require in pasuk rishon of Kriyat Shema, like the kavana that we have to have in the first bracha and avos and tefillah, is not a kavana l'perish hamilos, but rather in Kriyat Shema it's a din kavana sheyakabel al atzmo ol malchus shamayim. And therefore, the Rashba says, "Shelo yaharher b'dvarim achirim, kidei sheyikabel olav ol malchus shamayim b'haskomas halev." And if this be the case, Rabosai, let's come back to Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon, the way the Gaon interprets Rabbeinu Yonah, postulate that there's a fundamental difference between pasuk rishon and kriyat shema and all other azkaros. In the case of all those other azkaros, I don't require the kavan of Hoya Hove V'yir. All I need is Adonai Kol. But in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, my kavana, when I mention the Shem Hashem twice, must be Hoya Hove V'yir. And the answer is that's not because of Pirush Habilos. That's not because I have to be Yotze Kiksova by understanding what I'm writing, what's written here in the Pasuk, Yud Kei Vav Kei L'Shem Forest, because I don't understand the word, and yet I'm Yotze. But the answer is because it's halacha of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And this is a separate halacha in the Azkaras Shem Hashem Yud Kei Vav Kei in the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema, that in order to accomplish my goal of fulfilling the mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, I need a kavana of Hoya Hove V'yir. The Hoya Hove V'yir clinches the kavana of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. But the question is why? If we're going to tell you that by being Mekayim the Kriyas Hashem, we are, according to the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon, fulfilling a kiyum of adnus, meaning there's a brand new kiyum of adnus, as we saw in all other brachas and all other azkaros, that there's a kiyum of ze zichri lidar vadar, that's fulfilled by reciting the Shem adnus. Why shouldn't that be enough for the kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, the kavana that Hashem is that don hakol? God is the master of the universe. Is that not sufficient to achieve Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim? To establish myself and declare an Evet Hashem, He is the Adon Kol? Why is there this new Chiddush that I must have a Kavana of Hoya Hove V'yir in order to be Mekabel Al Atzmi Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim? Again, since the Gaon postulates that the derivation, as we saw in the Gemara Pesachim of Rabbi Yitzchak, from Ze Zichri Lidar Vidar, is that there's a new kiyum of Kriyas Adnus, and since there's no halacha of Kavanas Hamilim, as the Rashba and Rabbi Kiveger say in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, when I recite that first pasuk, I have to clear my head of all other thoughts, and my kavana must be Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Why can't I fulfill Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim with the kavana of Adon Kol? If you would have told me, like the Tur and the Mechaber, that there is no brand new kiyum of Adnus, that the kiyum here is the kiyum of Shema Meforosh, that the Bitui is Adnus, but the Chalos kiyum is the kiyum of Shema Meforosh, then obviously Kavanas Shema Meforosh is Hayahov of a year. But now that we've established, according to Rabbi Kiveger, that with regard to the Shem Hashem, Ze Zichri Lidar Vadar is a substitute, the Torah here has generated a new kiyum of Agnus, why can't I fulfill Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim with that name Agnus and its meaning that Hashem, you are the Adon HaKol? That itself should be a Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. And therefore, I'm tempted to postulate that regarding our original Chakira, what was the breakthrough of Ze Zichri Lidar Vadar? There are two different dinim, two different categories according to the Gaon and his predecessor Rabbeinu Yonah. In general, as far as all brachos and all azkaras is concerned, Enochinami, Ze Zichri Ludar Vadar tells me that there's a brand new kiyum to substitute for the old one, and that is the kiyum of Adnas. However, the Gaon is Moda to the Tur and the Mechaber that with regard to Kriyat Shema, we must have a kiyum of Shem Havaya, of Kriya Shem Havaya, the old kiyum. The requirement to recite the Shem Hashem Kiksava engenders a halacha of Kiyum Shem Havaya through the Kriya, the Bitui of the Shem Adnus. The Shem Adnus becomes, as we said before, only a conduit. It's only a handle, a base yad, through which I achieve a Kriya of Shem HaMeforash of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And therefore the Gaon insists, based on his diuk in Rabbeinu Yonah, that the kavana that I have in Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmaya of Kriyat Shema is Hoya Hovivi. But the question is obvious. How can you lend this? How can this pasuk, this yalfusa, this breakthrough of Zeshmi Liolam Vaed, excuse me, Zeshmi Lidar Vadar, how can that break down, so to speak, into two tributaries? How can I take one halacha and smash it into two? Minanavshah. If the Gaon holds that there's a brand new kiyum of Shem Adnus, that the Kriya of Shem Adnus now substitutes for the kiyum Kriya of Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem Havaya, then if that be the case, it should apply to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shmayim as well. If on the other hand, according to the Gaon name, he agrees to the Tur and the Mechaber that there is no new kiyum to substitute for the old one. That although in Bitui Befal I express Adnus, but the kiyum HaMitzvah is Shem Havaya Shem HaMeforosh. And that's why in Kriyat Shema I need Kavana of Hoyahov V'yeh. Why not apply that and extend that as a general rule in all Azkaros and in all Brachos? What I'd like to do with you now, if you have page 2 of Yomar Makomos, is to study two sugyas, one in Yuma and the other in Tinus. The Gemara in Yuma, interpreting the Mishnah, do you have page 3? Yeah, what did I say? I meant to say 3. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey records the Nusach HaVidui of the Kohen Gadol. And we're familiar with this Vidui Baruch Hashem because of the Avoda that was sung so beautifully on Yom Kippur. The whole Nusach HaVidui, on Hashem. And then he quotes the Pasuk, Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. And he mentions, he utters, the Shem HaMeforosh. So the Mishnah says, Vehein Onim Achrov, those who hear the Kohen Gadol, recite the Shem HaMeforosh, respond, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Void. And if you flip just one page, the Gemara quotes a brisa in the name of Rebbe. Rebbe derives this halacha that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Void substitutes for Anias Amen from a pasuk at the end of the Torah, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu Amar Lehem Moshe Yisrael. It means the Shema Meforash. Is Atem Havu Godel Elokeinu. And how do you fulfill Havu Godel Elokeinu? Not with Amen, but with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Vod. Please take note that the Gemara in Yuma quotes the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra, etc., as the source for this halacha of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Voed. But now, let's learn a Sugyan Tainus. The Gemara in Tainus establishes a fundamental difference between Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash. When do we recite Amen? That's Begvulin. Aval B'Migdash Ein Oken. Ein Onin Amen B'Migdash. But rather we recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. And guess what? The Sugyan Tainis quotes a pasuk in Tanakh in Nehemiah Perek Tes. Kumu birchu es Hashem Elokeichem min ha'olam ad ha'olam. V'yivarchu shem kvodcha. In other words, when the shem kvodcha, which is the Yudkei Vavkei Hashem HaFarsh, is uttered, is you have to respond with a bracha. Umarumam al kol bracha utehila. And the Gemara says, Yachol, you might think, al brachos kulon, maybe with regard to every bracha? And no, Murumam al kol bracha utehila, it's a separate halacha in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when the recitation of the Shem HaMafurash is accomplished in the Beis HaMikdash, Hein Onim Achrov, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vahed. And Rashi says, V'yivarchu Shem Kvodcha, Hainu Sha'onim Achrov, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vahed. Let's compare the two Gemaras. The Sugyan Yuma derives the requirement of Anias Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vahed with regard to the Shem HaMafarsh of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim from the Pasuk of Havu Godel Elokeinu. Correct? But yet, the Gemara in Tainis derives that conclusion that in Migdash, the response to Shem Kvodcha is Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vahed for the Pasuk in Nehemiah. So I don't understand. If the Gemara in Tainis wants to establish some sort of fundamental difference between the Migdash and the Gvulin, in Gvulin we recite Amen. And that's true for after every single bracha. But nevertheless, in Migdash we respond with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vahed. Because in Migdash, when they mention the name HaMafor, the Shem HaMaforash, it's called V'yivarchu Shem Kvodcha. Then why is it that the sugya in Yuma derives the same conclusion from Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu Shrei Kroi Lomeli? Why do I need two psukim? Why is it that the pasuk in Yuma derives this conclusion about Anias Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus in the Beis HaMikdash when the Kohen Gadol mentions the name Hashem of Shem HaMeforash from the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra, whereas the Gemara in Yuma learns the same halacha about the special status of Shem HaMeforash in Migdash from the pasuk V'yivarchu Shem Kvodcha Umerumam Al Kol Brachu Tehillah, is the Trei Kroi Lomeli? And here I want to learn with you a sugya in Yuma a little bit later on, two blot later, on Daf Lamed Tes. If you take a look, it's the last source on page 3. Did I get that right this time? Page 3? Tana Rabbana. We learned it a Braisa. And this Gemara in Yuma would seem to completely undermine the previous Gemara that we saw in Tainis. The Gemara says, Osa Shana, Shemespa Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik knew that he was going to die in this year. And when he told the people that he was going to perish, Minayin Ha'ata Yodeh, they asked him, how do you know? And he goes through a whole story that he comes out of the Kodshei Kodshim, and instead of seeing the Zakein Lavish Levanim, Atuf Levanim, who goes in with me to the Kodesh Kadosh, comes out of me. Today on Yom HaKippurim, the Zakein was Lavish Shchorim V'Yotiv Shchorim. Nichnas Imi V'lo Yotze Imi. There's a lot to darshan here, but that's not for us today. So the Gemara establishes that as a result, and from the time of the Misas, Shimon HaTzadik V'Elech, there was no longer a recitation, enunciation of the Shem HaMeforash. As Rashi says, Nimnu milavarech b'shem, milavarech birchas kohenim esam b'shem HaMeforash, shelo haya kedai. The Gemara says, and this is what Rashi comments on, Nimnu echav hakohenim milavarech b'shem. What's echav hakohenim? We're not talking about the Kohen Gadol. We're even talking about the kohenim who duchened in the Beis HaMikdash, and they no longer had rights to recite the Shem HaMeforash. We weren't on that level. And the Shem HaMeforash was now substituted for the shame Adnus. Adnus instead of shame Amaforish. Is Doch Ribosai. I don't understand what's going on here. Shimon HaTzadik was way before the Mishnah. He was 200 years before the Mishnah. And yet, the Mishnah says that based on the Pasuk, Yishem Hashem Ekrov Gol Elkeinu, we derive the conclusion that as a response to the Shem HaMeforash, we have to say, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Elolam Voed. But Ribono Shel Olam, at the time of the Mishnah, there was no Shem HaMeforash. We're talking centuries after the death of Shimon HaTzadik. The Gemara tells in Yuma that after Shimon HaTzadik died, they no longer recited the Shem HaMeforash. Einu Kedai. Are we going to have to tell you that the Mishnah in Yuma is going back in a time machine and telling you what happened at the time of Shimon HaTzadik? It doesn't make any sense. So again, I'm raising the following question. Since Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is engendered by Hazkara Shem HaMeforash, that makes sense before the death of Shimon HaTzadik. But after his death, Ma'ikal Neymar. After all, they no longer recited the Shem HaMeforash. So why couldn't they respond Amen in the Beis HaMikdash to Adnus in the same way they're allowed to respond Amen outside the Beis HaMikdash? Isra Bosai, we see something unbelievable from this Gemara. And perhaps this can answer the question why we need two psukim to derive the halach of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Voed. The Gemara is being mechadish now that even though at the time or post Yumis of Shimon HaTzadik after his death, they no longer recited the Shem HaMeforash Befal, but nevertheless, in the Beis HaMikdash, when they recited the name of Adnus, that name of Adnus was unique in the Beis HaMikdash. And even though the Bitui Befal was Ado, right, with the Noi at the end, nevertheless, it was unique. In the Gvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kiyum was Adnus. That was a new Kiyum that's derived from Zeh Zichri Lidar Vador. But the Torah was Mechadish, that inside the Beis HaMikdash, the Kiyum of Adnus, of the Bitui of Adnus, is a Kiyum of Kiksava. It has a chalos kiyum of the Shem HaMeforash. So that even 200 years after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, when they can no longer recite and enunciate the Shem HaMeforash kiksava, nevertheless, and that's even in the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless, the halach and the kiyum is to recognize the Shem Adnus Befoal as a kiyum of Hazkara Shem HaMeforash of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Is Memela the halach of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Voed doesn't change. And the question is, how do we know this? And here the Gemara has two different psukim. The sugya in Yuma is discussing the situation of Shem HaMeforash Mamash. When the Shem HaMeforash was recited kiksava, the Gemara says, Havu Godel Elokeinu. Our response is not Amen, but rather Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Voed. That's fine, as long as Shimon HaTzadik was still alive. The Gemara in Tainis, on the other hand, is establishing a brand new halacha. And that is, it's not enough to be mechadish to me, the Ikar Achiyuv, that I have to respond to the Shem HaMeforash with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Voed. I need another chiddush. I need another halacha. And that is that Zeh Zichri Lidar Vadar, that when the recitation of the Shem Kiksava is substituted with the Kriya of Adnus, that Kiyum is the Kiyum of the Shem HaMeforash. And therefore, even after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, when they were reciting, even in the Beis HaMikdash, Adnus as a replacement for Shem HaMeforash, since the Kiyum, the way the Halacha treats it and recognizes it is a Kiyum of Shem HaMeforash, I still have the obligation of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Li'olam Voed. And notice, please, that the Gemara in Tainis is addressing the case not of the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash, but the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash when they recited Birchas Kohanim. And during that period of time, Shimon HaTzadik was certainly gone, and therefore the Gemara needs a new pasuk to establish that even though the Maisa Kriya, the Bitui Befoal, was the Shame Adnus, nevertheless, the Kiyum, the way the Halacha treats it, is as if he recites, the Kohen recites, the Shame HaMeforosh, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore, when we read the Pasuk in Nehemiah, Afla Vafela, the Pasuk in Nehemiah, the Gemara quotes, in Tainis, is telling me a phenomenal Chiddush, that even though the recitation befall, the enunciation, is the Shem Adnus, nevertheless the Bracha that we respond to is Shem Kvodcha. The shame that's being uttered here, Al Pi Din in Chal Shem Kiyum, is shame Kvodcha. Kvodcha means the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei, the shame Amiyuchad. It's Meruah Al Kol Brachu Tehillah, and therefore it requires a response of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. Where was this Chiddush formulated? Where was this new Halacha established? That the enunciation, the Bitui of Adnus, is a Kiyum of Shem HaMeforosh? Only in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Nehemiah is telling us. And therefore, all other Azkaros, Begvul, whether it be Brachos or any Azkaros Hashem, does not require anything but Amen. It does not get elevated to the status of Shem HaMeforosh. That's a separate Halach in the Beis HaMikdash. And that requires an Aniyah of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Li'olam Vayet. And if this be the case, Rabosai, then perhaps we can come back to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, in which we recite the Shem Havaya not once, but twice. And you and I would have said that since Kriyat Shema is outside the Beis HaMikdash, the halacha of Adnus is simply a halacha of Adnus. The Kiyum is this brand new Kiyum of Shem Adnus. And therefore, my kavana, it would be sufficient to say Adon Kol. And that's what I would have said, if not for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was mechadesh, an unbelievable chiddush. And that is, that the kiyum of Shem Adnus, in the two shemos of Pasuk Rishon and Kriyat Shema, is the kiyum of Shem Havaya. That Kriyat Shema in its first pasuk has the identical status as Kriyas Yud Kei Vav Kei, meaning Adnus as a substitute, as a kiyum of Yud Kei Vav Kei in Beis HaMikdash. True, we're outside the Beis HaMikdash. But the question arises, why did Yaakov Avinu feel compelled to respond to Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayet? Apparently, Yaakov Avinu is teaching us an unbelievable chiddush. And that is, don't define the halacha of Zeh Zichri Lidar Vadar with regard to the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema the same way you define it with regard to all Azkaras and all Brachos outside the Beis HaMikdash. Nein, that's incorrect, says Yaakov Avinu. We're going to define the kiyum of Zeh Zichri Lidar Vadar of the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema and the two Shemos in the same identical way we define the Bitui of Adnus, when the Ksiv is Shem HaMeforosh, in the Beis HaMikdash. And when the Kohen Gadol gets up and he recites the Shem HaMeforosh, which after Shimon HaTzadik's death would be Ado, and then Anoy at the end, the Kiyum, essentially, the way Halacha treats it, is as if he had recited the Shem HaMeforosh. And when the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash would duchen, and they would mention the Shem HaMeforosh as Adnus, the Kiyum in Beis HaMikdash was Shem Havaya. And therefore in both situations, whether it's the Kohen Gadol, whether it's the Shar Kohanim in Birchas Kohanim, generates a Chiyuv of responding not with Amen, but rather with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vayet. And now Yaakov Avinu's Chiddush comes center stage. The halacha of Kriyat Shema, Pasuk Rishon, the Hazkaras Hashem, which in its ksiv is Yudkei Vavkei, has the same identical status as the enunciation of Adnus in Beis HaMikdash when it substitutes for Yudkei Vavkei and the kiyum is a kiyum of Shema Meforash. And therefore, Kriyat Shema, says Yaakov Avinu, requires, when those two Shemos are mentioned, a response of Baruch Hashem, Baruch Vod Malchus, Shem Kvod Malchuso, Liolam Vod. And the question is why? Why does Yaakov Avinu, why is he convinced that the din of Anias Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Liolam Vod, that applies to the Beis HaMikdash, should apply equally to the case of Pasuk Rishon, Shel Kriyat Shema? As we saw in the Gaon, and Rabbeinu Yonah came before it, there's a fundamental difference between the Azkaros outside of the framework of Kriyat Shema, in Brachos, etc. There's no requirement of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Vod. The Kiyum is a Kiyum of Adnus. The Kavanah that's required is Adon Kol. But yet, Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon, and we'll go back and read it for a third time, claim that with regard to Kriyat Shema, Sheshem Shom Beis Hashemos Morim Al Hoya Hove V'yir, the Kiyum is a Kiyum of enunciating the Shema Meforosh exactly as it was in the Beis HaMikdash even long after the death of Shimon HaTzadik when they recited Adnus, is Kain Ika Lefi Omek HaDin B'chol Holchim Acha Kriya V'yein Tzach Lahar Klal Al Ksiva. He says, Bakol, with the exception outside of the framework of Kriyat Shema, when we're reciting the Shem Hashem, it's only a Kriya of Adnus. There's no need to be Maharet to think in the Yakavonis Halev about the Ksiva of Hayaho V'yiyah. It's sufficient to think about Adnus Hashem is the Adon Kol. But here in Kriyat Shema, the requirement is to recite the Shemos as if we were reciting, and the Kiyum is Shem HaMeforosh, which engenders a Chiyuv, number one, of Kavana of Hoya Hove V'yir, and number two, requires a response of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Vod. And it would seem that even though, as a general rule, the Gaon says that Kriyoso and Ksivoso are two different things, and even though the Ksivo is B'Shem Avaya, the Kriya is the Kinui of Adnus, and the Kavana and the Kiyum is Adon Kol, but nevertheless, the Azkar Hashem twice over in Pasuk Rishon Shel Kriyat Shema, the Chalos Kiyum is not a Kiyum of Adnus, but the old Kiyum, the original Kiyum of Shem HaMeforosh. And that's what the Gemara means in Psachim when it says that Yaakov Avinu responded with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Yom Vod. The Gaon, based on Rabbeinu Yonah, derives this unique halacha with regard to Hazkaras Hashem in Kriyat Shema twice over in the Pasuk Rishon from the fact that the Gemara in Psachim, based on Yaakov Avinu, requires Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Yom Vod. Rabbeinu Yonah and the Gaon racked their brains to try to figure out, unravel the mystery. Why is it that in Kriyat Shema, unlike any other Azkara and any other Bracha, we are required to respond to the Shem Hashem with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Olam Vod? Why? What sense does it make? Why did Yaakov Avinu do so? And why do we establish it as the minig itself? And the answer is because this Shevach of Shem Kvodcha is established by the Gemaras in Yuma and in Tainis as the Shevach that one is required to respond to the Shem Kvodcha in Beis HaMikdash. When in Migdash there's an utterance of Shem Kvodcha, which means the Shem HaMeforosh, and even after the Shem HaMeforosh is substituted by the Shem Adnus, the Gemara has this unbelievable breakthrough that nevertheless the Kiyum is a Kriya of Shem Adnus, despite a Kiyum of Kriyas of Shem HaMeforosh, Yud Kei Vav Kei, despite the fact that Befal in actuality is reciting Ado with a noy at the end, that breakthrough Yaakov Avinu felt is going to have to apply, that din is going to have to be put on Kriyat Shema Pasuk Rishon as well, when the Shemos Kiksavam Ayud Kevav Kevav Bekriyasem are Adnus, the Kiyum is the Kiyum of Ksiva of Yud Kevav Kevav, because otherwise what sense does it make that Yaakov Avinu, and that's codified in Shulchan Aruch, requires a response of Baruch Shein Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed? And apparently the Chiddush here is that when the name of Hashem is enunciated, for example, the Shem Furish in Yom Kippur, and we said even after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, and the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, even long after the death of Shimon HaTzadik, and now, even in Pasuk Rishon of Kriyat Shema, the halacha is that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is the special, unique requirement of Shevach for the Shem HaMeforosh. The Shem Kvodcha, as Nehemiah says, requires some response to be Meromeim the Shem, to glorify that name, the holy name, the Shem HaMeforosh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yudkei Vavkei, by responding Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. There's a Shem Kvod Malchuso. And that halacha says Yaakov Avinu and Rabbi Yonah long after in the Gaon of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, the Shem Kavod here engenders a chiyuv of Shevach, and that Shevach is to be Mevarach Shem Kvodho. That is the perfection, the completion of the kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. There's a separate din in Kriyat Shema that the Shem Adnus is not a new kiyum of Shem Adnus, but it's a bitui of Shem Adnus, but the kiyum itself is the Shem HaMefurash. And the source for this is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu teaches us that the mentioning of Hashem Hashem twice in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema is identical to the mentioning of Shem Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, even long after the Adnus was substituted for the actual enunciation of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we are implementing the halacha of Zeh Zichri L'dor V'dor. But nevertheless, even though despite the fact that the enunciation is what? Is Adnus, the bracha and its kiyum is Shem Kavod. And if it's Shem Kavod, we have to respond Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Li Olam Vod. That Nusach of Shevach is Shayach, applies not only to the Beis HaMikdash, but applies to Kriyat Shema in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The Ikar Mitzvah of Amiras Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso with regard to the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema is Biyasodo, the din of Bitui Shem HaMefurash. Even though the Bitui Befal is not Shem HaMefurash, but Al Pi Din, the Chalos Kiyum, is Shem HaMefurash. And that's why the Magen Avraham says in the name of Levush that if you don't respond with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vaed, you have not fulfilled your mitzvah of Kriyat Shema Yimachzir Nosa. Because how do you fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad? You can only fulfill that mitzvah insofar as it's a kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim if you elevate the Shemos to the level of a kiyum Shem HaMefurash. But how do you do so? After all, the Beis Yosef says that if you leave out Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, then your recitation is B'toras Sipur Dvarim B'Alma. The Levush goes a step further, requires Kavana in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, elevating that statement, that declaration, to the level of Pasuk Rishon of Kriyat Shema. It means that the statement of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is Ma'akeves, is Likuva, with regard to the Kiyum of Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim, not because you left out Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Envoy, but rather because your Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is not complete. It's only a Sipur Dvarim B'Alma. When the Beis Yosef and the Gaon require Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Envoy, as we saw on Monday, and it's absolutely indispensable, it's not enough to have kavana in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad that I am a kabbalah myself, Ol Malchus Shamayim. That's not enough. Why not? And the answer is because my Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim can only be fulfilled by reciting the Shema Mefarish Kiksava. How do I elevate my statement, my enunciation of Adnus to the level of Kiksava as if I had recited the Shema Mefarash? And there's only one way of doing it. When I recite Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, everything is mitla toli biavir. It's all suspended in midair. I need a condition to be fulfilled in order to convert, to transform my Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to the level of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Haya Hove V'Yia. How do I do so? If Haya Hove V'Yia is a requirement for Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, how do I demonstrate that when I recited the Shem Hashem, I was reciting the Shem HaMeforosh? And the answer is by responding Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso Liolam Voed. The Kavanah of Kriyat Shema, with all due respect to Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim at the moment of the first Pasuk and its recitation, is not sufficient. I can have a great Kavanah, but that's not enough. I have to create a demonstration in which it's crystal clear that my kiyum of Shem Havaya, of my kiyum of Kriyas Hashem, is Kiksava, is the Shem Havaya. The only way I could possibly do that, the only way I could elevate my enunciation of Shem Hashem from Adnus to the level of the kiyum of Shem HaMeforesh Havaya, is by adding Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Le'olam Voed. If the Kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim requires the Shem HaMeforash and its deeper meaning Hoya Hove V'Yia, how do I demonstrate that what I recited, what I enunciated, when I said Adnus, what it was the recitation of Shem HaMeforash, of Hoya Hove V'Yia? And the answer is that by reciting Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, and comes along the Levush, and the Levush says, I have to have Kavana in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod. My Kavana has to be that I am responding not to the Shem Adnus, but rather to the Shem HaMeforash. If I have that Kavana, that I impact and elevate my Shemos in Shema Yisrael in the first Pasuk from the level of Adnus, converting them and elevating them to the level and the cue of Shem HaMeforosh, of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The recitation, and with this we'll complete the Shia, of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod is not in and of itself Li Kuva, but rather it sheds a light, so to speak. It demonstrates and impacts on the Kriyas HaShemos of the first Pasuk, to convert them into the Kriyas HaShemos of Shem Kavod, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, the Shem Kavod, which Nehemiah establishes, requires a response. Because when the Shem HaMeforash is enunciated, we must respond to that Shem Kavod and be Mevarech that Shem and be Meshabeach that Shem. That Shemach of the Shemos proves and demonstrates that the Shemos were recited as a kiyum of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore the poskim require that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso indicate the kavana of the Shem HaMeforosh. It's not sufficient to have the kavana of Adon Kol. We need the kavana of Hayahove V'Yir. And therefore, as we go forward, and as we implement these halachas, because Gadol HaTorah Shemevi L'Dei Maisa, we have to have in mind to say the Shem twice in the first pasuk with a little Arichas Dvarim. It's worth taking the extra second, if you will, of time to think that not only is Hashem the Adon HaKol, but Hashem is Hayahove V'Yir. And this concept of Hayahove V'Yir, which is inherent in the Shem HaMeforash of Yud Kei Vav Kei, is way too profound for a human being to grasp. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah that everything that we believe about ourselves and about our relationship to God inheres in that concept of the Shem HaMeforash of Hayahove V'Yir. If our relationship to Hashem is inherent in the Hayahove V'Yir of divinity, then that's the kavanah that we have to have in order to be mekayev the mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. But in order to demonstrate that, we must add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso the Yiratzah may be Zocher to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim Ketikuna Kelchasa as a Mitzvah in Amuvchar, not only with the Kriyas Shemos of Hashem, but to clinch it with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso the Olam Vod.
Which part of that does the Shiltei Gevurim
have? The Shiltei Gevurim says it's not Likuv. The Shiltei Gevurim says that this additional halacha that Yaakov embellished is only an embellishment. It doesn't take Kriyat Shema and place it into the category of Beis HaMikdash. We are outside the Beis HaMikdash. Say it again.
Is that Moshe Rabbeinu's Sfar also for not including it when he said Shema? I mean, after all, the Gemara, Moshe didn't include it. Moshe didn't agree with Yaakov?
Well, no. Moshe Rabbeinu, well, Yakash is not a Moshe Rabbeinu. Yakash is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is only a scribe. But why did not HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictate Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod? And the answer is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not talking about the Chovas HaTzibur. He's talking about the Kri of the Yachid. What I mean to say is the Halachas of Haniyah, in order to be Mekayim Shevach, are derived through Torah Shebaal Peh, not through Torah Shebaal Chasam. Even though both the Sugyan Yuma, quoting Kishem Hashem Ekra, and the Sugyan Titus, quoting Nehemiah, are quoting Psukim in Tanakh, nevertheless the derivation from those Psukim, again if you want we can study Pshuta Shal Mikra in those Psukim, but the derivation is Torah Shebaal Peh. Certainly Nehemiah is Torah Shebaal Peh. And if the Chiddush of Nehemiah is that this is the way we have to clinch the cue of elevating the recitation of Adnus to the level of a kiyum of Havaya, of Hayahov V'yia, is through our response of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. If we must be Mevarech, then Yaakov Avinu wants to apply that logic to the framework of the first Pasuk of Kriyat Shema. It's not part of the Parsha. And therefore the Shiltei Gemara says, insofar as my kiyum is Kriyas HaParsha, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is not Likuva. But what about all the other poskim? And you know, when I read the Shiltei Gevurim, I say Ishkoyach, that's intuitively what I would have said. But look at all the poskim, whether it's the Levush, the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch himself, whether it's the Ramah, the Gaon, everybody says that Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso is Likuva. And not Likuva because I have to recite Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Vod, but Likuva because otherwise my Shema Yisrael is Sipur Dvarim B'Alma. Meaning that the completion of Shema Yisrael, the Pasuk Rishon, and the Kavanah therein, must be clinched by Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Vod. Does liknit in the Baruch Shem Kvod? It's not inherent in the Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. It's the completion of Shema Yisrael. Is the answer is we have to convert the Hazkaras Hashem to the level of Hayahov V'yir. We can only do that by responding the same identical way we responded to the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso and Vod.
See, the only thing I don't understand is when you don't, it doesn't say that. It seems to me that you don't have to say that when it's Likuva altogether, that the Levush is saying Likuva, that it's an Likuva in Kriyat Shema, in the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. He's saying it's Likuva in Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vod. If you don't have Kavana with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vod, you have to repeat Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso L'Olam Vod over again.
Transforms Kriyat Shema from the Sipur B'Alma into a mitzvah.
Look, yeah, that was the Beis Yosef. Where's the Beis Yosef? I think we had it here. Yeah. Did we not? If I left it out, I apologize. No, yeah, maybe it's on page 3? No. Page 2. Maybe it's on page 2.
The flip side of
page 2. Let me read to you the language of the Beis Yosef. He says, Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid Ayeragil Lomar Achra Vushen Kvod Malchuso Lomvod, even in the tefillah early in the morning, Haymachavim Lotzei Sidei Chovas Kriyat Shema.
Yeah, have it.
Maybe he won't do this. He says, because if he only recites Shema Yisrael Levad, is Nira She'eno El Sifra Dvarim. He's not talking about Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso. He's telling you what Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso accomplishes. What it accomplishes is that otherwise, without Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, Shema Yisrael alone is a Sipur Dvarim B'Alma. What does that mean, a Sipur Dvarim B'Alma? Ribbono Shel Olam, I had Kavana, when I went to Mikvah and I had all the Kavanas, the Heiliger Kavanas of Kavala Sol Malchus Shemayim.
I don't have a problem with that, because that's only, Yehuda Chassid is only talking about when you're not saying it in the Makom Kriyat Shema. If you're saying it in its proper place, where it's supposed to be, with Bechosel Lefonel Acharel and Lishmor Asrei, then you don't have to worry about
okay.
it. But if you're saying it somewhere else,
okay,
you
here
like Sipur Ba'alma, unless you say
I hear what you're saying. There are two ways of reading this. I agree with
the Lavush,
you. That's not the way I read it.
Here's where the question comes up. You could learn the whole Inyan that you were saying today, and I learned it the way you learned it, except that I wanted to learn that what the Gra is saying, what the Gra is learning in there, is that whenever it's a diuraisa, that even saying Shem Adnus is Yudke Vavke. And that's why Kriya Shema, which is a mitzvah diuraisa.
Wait one second, can I stop you in the middle, Alan? If unless I misunderstood you, what I heard from you is that whenever you recite Adnus, you're reciting Yudke Vavke.
No.
Oh, okay.
Only on a diuraisa.
No, but I'm saying on a doraisa level, if that's true, then let's say I had an Azkara which was doraisa outside of Kriya Shema.
So tell me what they are. The only one, that's why I wanted to say the acid test. Yeah. The acid test is duchening.
Okay.
Because duchening is d'oraisa.
Okay, let's assume that duchening is d'oraisa, correct?
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't we recite Baruch Shem Kvar Malchuso Avod?
Oh, that's the only question. I don't know whether the Gra would hold you say Baruch Shem Kvar
Malchuso Avod. Oh, okay.
I don't know. It would seem to me that...
That's why if you read the Gra carefully, the Gra with regard to other... To other brachos, and he, I don't think he's being machalik between Dorais and Rabbanan.
Yeah.
He clearly says,
"You don't know that."
No, I'll tell you why. Because he's saying this in Rabbeinu Yonah. He's reading. He's teaching up Rabbeinu Yonah.
Right.
What the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch did when they interpreted Rabbeinu Yonah is they understood that on a Doraisa level, all I have to have is the kavana of Adon Kol. Comes along the Gaon, and he says, "You're right. I'm not going to disagree with you, but you're right only with regard to Kriya Shema. Not because Kriya Shema is Doraisa. He's saying that the Kavan of Hayahova the year is a requirement only with regard to the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema.
And that's why I ask you why.
So what I'm suggesting the answer to the question why is because although as a general rule, Adnus according to the Gaon is sufficient, and that's the Kiyum of Adnus, with regard to Kriya Shema, and we see it from the Gemara of Sochem and Yaakov, if you knew, there's some sort of separate halacha of Shem Havaya. Why? Because otherwise, why did Yaakov Avinu require a response of Baruch Shem Kvar Malchuso?
Oh,
again,
right.
If you don't put Kriya Shema into the category of Beis HaMikdash, meaning if you don't see it as the response like we respond to the Kohanim, namely, there's a Shem Kvod Malchusa over here that requires a response, then why should Kriya Shema be different than any other Azkara?
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. That's it. The thing is because everything that's Dioraisa and everything in the base of Midrash was Dioraisa and Kriya Shema is Dioraisa, and you're absolutely right in you said the expression, why did Yaakov have to be the response of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusa Lamboed? Baruch Shem Kvod is a response. It is not an integral part of Kriya Shema. What it is it's a response, but it's a response that is demanded because it's a Dioraisa, and therefore the Shem Hashem is Yudke Vavke. Anytime the Shem is Yudke Vavke,
even
if it's a Bitoy,
again, I don't know if, are you, my only question to you, Alan, is are you doing justice to Rabbeinu Yonah and the way the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch understood Rabbeinu Yonah?
Yeah.
The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch read Rabbeinu Yonah, and they believed that there is a requirement, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, in all Azkaras and in all Brachos, whether the Doraisa... Wait a minute, one second, let me just finish the sentence. To have in mind Yudke Vavke, which we interpret in the Shia to mean that the Kiyum is not a brand new Kiyum, a new replacement Kiyum, but it's the old Kiyum, just the replacement is in the technical...
Right.
You know, the technical... Wait a second. So again, the Gaon is, you know, Keresh Kvitzah, so to speak. You know, the Gaon is jumping off the... understanding of Rabbeinu Yonah of the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch.
Right.
And basically what he's saying is that although with regard to Kriya Shema your understanding is correct, it's not correct with regard to other Azkaras. But he's not telling them that, you know, what he's doing is he's operating within the same framework as the Torah and the Mechaber, just that he's sort of redirecting it to Kriya Shema. Right. I don't think for one moment the Gaon is being Mechalik between Doraisas and Derabbanan.
That's what I'm saying.
The Torah and the Mechaber certainly didn't make that.
Except for except for Dohanim.
Okay, you know what, Alan? Let me think about what you said. Okay. It's a very valid approach. I'm not Chas Shalom being Dohanim. You know, you're a big enough gadol to argue with me. But I didn't get that impression. Let me go back to the scoreboard and see if I can make that clear.
Yeah, because only trying to say he's trying to limit what
I think that it's a, you're, again, just intuitively, before I go back to all the source material, my knee-jerk response is, if you don't mind my saying it, it's a little bit of Iker Chasim in a safe, meaning the Gaon or somebody should have hinted that there's a chiluk between Doraisis and Darabonis. The Gaon, if the Gaon's whole chiluk here between A and B, right, he's being mechalik between Shema Yisrael and the first two Azkaras of the Shemos in the first pasuk, and all other Azkaras of Hashem, and all other brachos. I'll give you an example. Yeah. Oh, here's a kash I want to ask you. We have some brachos that are doraisa. Yeah. For example, Birchas HaTorah is Doraisa. And again, I don't know, you have to go through all the Rishonim. You know, the Rambam left it out and said, from Mitzvahs, and the Ramban, pounced on him. But let's assume, for argument's sake.
The Kiyuv is the Oraisa, the Bracha is not the Oraisa.
Ah, so that's what you want to say.
The only
you know, you can say that by Kriyat Shema as well. But
No. Kriyat Shema is written.
No, we had whole. You weren't here, but we had whole Shiurim in which we tried to say the Karen Ora had six Rayas for this. That Kriyat Shema is the Rabbana.
No,
I mean, not like Shmuel. No, Shmuel says that Kriyat Shema is the Rabbana.
You can't argue with.
But
that.
Even without Shmuel, the Karen Ora wanted to say even Lididan against Shmuel, where if you have a suffix, you recite Kriyat Shema is Choser, and you say something the Raisa Chumra, the Chiyu is the Raisa, but the Kiyu of Kriya is only the Rabbana. According to the Karen Ora, you could, and he learns it from the Yerushalmi, Zeshin and Vezeshin. You could read any parashah in the Torah.
So I
would say that whatever you're going to say about Birchas HaTorah, and whatever you're going to say about Birchas HaMazon or any other bracha that might be Doraisa.
Except
you could always push that into Kriyat Shema as well.
Except Dufanik, because Dufanik is Beferish written in the Torah, and Kriyat Shema is written in the Torah, and there's nothing else that's written in the Torah that we say. Everything else is the Lashon.
Again, I don't want to defend the Karen Ora, but he is right about one thing. Kriyat Shema is not in the Torah. What it says in the Torah, if you read the Torah carefully, says the Karen Ora, is Vishinantam Livanecha Vidibarta Bam.
Is the
Divrei Torah? Is
the
Torah?
Is the Lashon?
No, what I'm saying is Divrei Torah. The Gemara derives from the Divrei Torah, v'lo b'dvar macherim. The whole Isra say of speaking about something that's not Torah. The whole subject of this pasuk. Open up a Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah. You'll see that the source in the Torah for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is this very verse.
Absolutely, I agree.
So I Alan, again, Nochamal. Let's give me some time. I'll go back to the scoreboard. Okay. My knee-jerk response is that although it could be a valid approach, I'm not denying it. I need lo dochel al saf, as we say in Hebrew. But nevertheless, it's ikar chasim and asefer. You know, the Gaon should have made that point. I think it's a more beautiful approach to take this Gaon and then put it into the framework of these sugyas, whether it's a sugyat yuma, the sugyat tainis, of Beis HaMikdash, of the response of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, especially with the pasuk in Nechemiah. Our response of Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Vod, says the Gaon, is because of the Shema Mefarosh. We're not reciting the Shema Mefarosh.
I agree with that.
Okay, so that we're 90%. 90% we're saying the same thing.
The only thing is whether it's part of it, because I
my question to you is, where do you jump? There's a little bit of a gap here that you have to jump over. Meaning, how does Yaakov Avinu make the jump from Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad to the Kiyum of Shema Mefarosh Beis HaMikdash? We're not in the Beis HaMikdash.
No,
and I thought that the answer, the logical way of going here, would be to say that there's something lacking in the Shemos unless I can elevate them to the level of Hayahovah V'yir. Because that's the key of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Yaakov Avinu understood that within the framework of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, I must achieve Hayahovia. How can I do that when I'm saying Adnus? Kamzulon Yaakov Avinu says you can only make the shame into a shame on a farash by responding with Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus.
That's where
we
differ. That's right? Exactly where you say you make it into the Shem Mefarosh by Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus, and I say because it is the Shem of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that because of that, it demands Baruch Shem Kavod.
But again, what makes it into the Shema Mefarsh when it's a Kriya?
It says, the only difference is...
The answer has to be Kabbal Somach Shmaim, because again, the only other situation where the Halakha recognizes Adnus and equates it with Shema Mefarsh is only in the Beis HaMikdash. We're outside of the Beis HaMikdash. How can you make that jump?
Why?
The answer could only be Kabbal Somach Shmaim, meaning to convert the Shemos into Yud Kei Vav Kei, as if you had read Yud Kei Vav Kei, to have Kavana of Yud Kei Vav Kei. How do you demonstrate that? That's what the Beis Yosef is saying, that without Baruch Shem Kvod Malchuso, it's Sefer Dvar V'Alma. What he means is that it's not Kabbalah Sol Malchuso.
All right.
Mitch, you want to say something?
I have a much more simple question.
Yeah, good.
How could the Kohanim, after Shimon HaTzadik, decide unilaterally not to say Shema Mefarsh? I don't get it. It's a mitzvah and a Torah. That's the way Kotevar put it.
Because I think the enunciation of the Shema Mefarsh requires what we call a matir. You can't say the Shema Mefarsh. Why? Because the Pasuk says Zeh Zichri. What does it mean, Zeh Zichri? Zeh Zichri means, unless you have, what do you call it in science, when you have a controlled experiment, you know, unless you have a very controlled, you know, the conditions for your experiment in the laboratory, you cannot recite Shema Mefarsh. When the Torah says Zeh Zichri, the Torah is saying, wait a minute, are we ready? Are we on the level to recite, to enunciate the Shema Mefarsh?
And the answer is, weren't people at that level either, and they said it.
I don't know.
We have a principle.
For that, you know, Mitch, I would recommend, again, I didn't...
They choked him in every generation, yeah. No matter what they are.
I honestly didn't get it. Yeah. Again, that wasn't the subject of my shiur. It's a valid question, and it needs study. But just again, on a halakhic level, what's being said here, and then you have to answer up all your questions and work out all the nuances and the glitches. But on a conceptual level, what's being said here is that it's not always the case that we can read the name and enunciate it exactly how it's written. It's a controlled experiment. Sometimes we can do that, and we have to do that, and sometimes we cannot. In the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to do that up until a certain point in history. Do you know the Gemara, for example, in Perikain Om? The Gemara says that when Rabbi Gamliel died, Batal Kvod Torah. And instead of learning Torah B'Amida, they started learning Torah B'Yeshiva. There are certain things that need a dar, a generation of a certain level. Now, you and I can ask a million and one questions. Do they have that? Shoftim, and this, that. That requires study. But Mitch, I didn't study that topic. That wasn't the, you know...
I'm just saying... No, he's just asking in general.
Yeah, okay.
I just don't.
That's before, not, you know, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos that when Revi Kikoi Bahai Masechta, you don't ask about another Masechta. You know what I mean? That wasn't my Masechta. You want to know
when is
there a Matir to recite Shema Farsh Kiksova, when there's not a Matir, when we have to substitute Adnus, when it says Zichri and when it says Shmi? That requires a great deal of study. It has something to do with the death of Shimon HaTzadik. And by the way, when the Gemara says that after Rav Gamliel died, Kvod Torah, and therefore they started learning the yeshiva, I researched this, and there's very little in the literature, because I wrote on Hilchos Talmud Torah. And you know, I wonder if in this case it's the same story. Okay, Rabbi, so let's daven mincha, and we'll see what the